Today we are extremely, extremely, extremely fortunate to have a very blessed father that both taught me and Abuna Anthony when we were just young 19, 18-year-old kids who didn't know anything about anything. Abuna Musa was kind of one of the first doses of teaching us about God and service, and he was a missionary in Africa for over 11 years. He really, really is an amazing, amazing servant. He's a scholar in the Bible. We're really blessed to have him. He's going to continue the series that we've been going through for the last several weeks in Ephesians. Today we are getting into Ephesians chapter 5. So if you have your Bibles, open your Bibles. We're going to try to set up the screen to Ephesians chapter 5, starting from, I think, verse 14 or 15. Before that. Just verse 18. Let's give him our attention. Abuna Musa from the Long Island Church in New York, St. Abraham.
Always Abuna Paul, Abuna Anthony, I don't know from where they get these words, but خلاص. ربنا عالم, ربنا knows the truth. This place is always a place of blessing for us, and I always feel when I come here, honestly, I feel home. The love and the spirit of God and how God is building up his people through the spirit and through the fathers and the servants here. In the name of the Father, you are in Ephesians 5, and I will not disturb the line where Abuna talks about. I will stuck with one verse, and let me read the verse before you, and then I'll just introduce an idea, and then we'll see how it goes through the verses. The Bible said, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. If I want to ask you, can you please tell me, what is the Holy Spirit, and who is the Holy Spirit? You might tell me the Holy Spirit is him, not it. He's a person. He knows. He has a will. He directs the church. Christ said, but when the Holy Spirit will come, he will teach you all things and reminds you. You might tell me a flow of certain verses stating that the Holy Spirit is. And maybe this goes with proving the theology of the Holy Spirit or the Trinity. But the biggest problem of the Holy Spirit is that it is not only words. The Holy Spirit is more of experience than words. It is more than experience than words. And in this experience, no one could say that this is the end. There's no end of this experience. It is endless. I mean, if you tell, ask the fathers, how the Holy Spirit used you or was in your prayers, you might see that it's a flow, endless flow. In the Bible, it is endless. In the service, it is endless. In the gifts, it's endless. Endless, endless. So be ready not to take any measure with you. Don't take any measure with you. And I'm praying that when you hear the words, I have prepared some verses, honestly. But since on the way I was thinking, Lord, we don't want to stuck with the earthly vessels, but by your Spirit. Lead us. Lead us in the next half an hour. And I'm asking you, if the Holy Spirit shake or move something, just put it into prayers. And this is how the meeting would be very fruitful. Very fruitful. Whatever God tells you, but be ready that he will tell you something you do not expect. Or maybe you know, but something new. I love the psalm when he said, the psalm said, sing to the Lord a new what? You know the psalm? A new what? Song. And we should always write new songs? Do you think this? No. How many of you knows old songs? All of us. I can tell if you say the song which you heard 10 years ago and you say it now, with the Spirit, it will mean something what? Different. Because the Holy Spirit used the same word for a new what? Experience. There's no measure, there's no border, there's nothing but be ready to be filled and also to be carried. On the way I thought of, I don't know how many of you knows how to, you know how to swim. When you swim and you just float kida over the water, how do you feel? You're what? Carried. Relax. Please relax. Please be ready that the Holy Spirit is ready to fill us with something new. The first verse is John chapter 3. Look at this verse with me. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God does not, read this verse, God does not give the Spirit by what? Measure. God does not give the Spirit by measure. In the flesh, everything has a measure. In the service, has a measure. How many are attending? The churches, how many? Statistics? How many went to the retreat? How many? How much money you have in the bank? All is but by what? Measure. How many votes? But in the spiritual world, there's no what? Measure. And this is goes exactly with the nature of God. God is unlimited. He's immeasurable. As we always pray in the Gregorian Mass, and we call it the negative theology. He is unlimited, immeasurable, that means beyond measure. So when God want to give us His Spirit, He said, without what? Without measure. Think with me, how come an immeasurable thing will be in our earthly and limited vessels? This is a secret. This is how God will do it. See another verse, please. I think if you're lost, let me stop. So it is unlimited, is what? Without what? A measure. And this is not for us only, but for what? Each one of us. Look at this verse. Just after John 3, he met the woman from Samaria. And now you know the story of the water. Look at this verse. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The fountain of water is where now? Where? In us. Sprinkling what? Everlasting life. Always bringing. Everlasting. Actually, the words are not coming out, because how come that the measure of this water is where? Is in me. If you read the verse after this, she told him what? After this verse directly. Verse 15. The woman said to him, look at this. Look at this prayer. Sir, what? Huh? Give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. This is prayer. I will connect it just now, because many of us are asking God, help me to stop. Do this to me. But how many of us are saying, Lord, fill me with your life-living water? How many with the prayer said, fill us with your Spirit? We always pray a requested prayer. Bless us, keep us, forgive us, we thank you, we love you. Bless the church, thank you for this gathering, thank you for the church. But how many are praying what? Fill me with this water. So I will not go back. The woman did not go back. I wonder how many of us are still struggling with some few sins, focusing on them. Maybe up till now we didn't ask the right prayer. Fill me with something else. Saint Augustine was immersed in lust and in sin. When he prayed, fill me with the Spirit. He is the philosopher of love in Christianity, right? The best word comes of the Spirit, which filled what? Saint Augustine. Look at Luke chapter 11. I think this is the next verse. No, this is John chapter 7. So I say to you, ask. Luke 11 is, ask and it will be given to you. This is the gospel of what? You remember? Who remember? This is the gospel of last Sunday, exactly. And I want to connect this with the fasting of the apostles and the Spirit in the church. The church did not put for us the readings haphazardly. They picked the verses. If it is a Sunday of Bashans, a certain day of Ba'una. No. Here, it goes with the flow of the Spirit of God to fill the church. And I want to stop here for a bit. We do not celebrate feast in the church. We renew the work of the same God in the church. I want to remind myself and you, we do not celebrate something. We renew the work, or the same work is ready to be done again in the church. Why? Because God has a plan before the creation, and the plan was fulfilled in the fullness of time. And in the fullness of time, all the gifts are going where? Forever. There is nothing stop God's gift for us. So when we say ask, it will be given. The same God is ready to give now. Look at this verse. And then after this, he said what? Can you switch the verse? For every one who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him he knocks, it will be opened. You see something here different? Ask. And then what? Everyone means what? It's a personal commandment. Abuna said, pray. How many will take this and pray? God said, I will bless. Who will ask for this blessing? Who will ask will do what? Will receive. Shankeda, many of us, they said, we do many things, but nothing changed. You know why? Because you do activities, but there is no asking for something specific. Look at the verse after this. He said, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if asks fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? And then the verse after says, or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? Sorry, the verse after, this is what I want. If then you, being evil, know how to give God good gift to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give what? Read, give what? The Holy Spirit to? Yani, the Father, when you stand to pray, he wants you to ask one thing. What? Give me what? Give me what? The Holy Spirit. And I will look with them and say, Ya Rab, give me love. There's no love without what? The Holy Spirit. Give me self-control without. Shankida, the Bible said, the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruits. It is one fruit carries what? All the gifts. I hope we get this and start to pray one prayer. Give us the Holy Spirit. You might tell me, but we have the Holy Spirit. Yes. But the Holy Spirit is not flowing up. It's not coming up. It's not coming up. The woman from told him, Lord, the well is what? Is what? It's deep, and you don't have a bucket. How many says, I'm deep. I'm down deep. The Holy Spirit can go where? Deeper. Even to the depth of God. As 1 Corinthians chapter 2 said, if he can measure, if he can take you to the depth of God, how come he will not take you inside you and fill your heart? Ask the Holy Spirit. What will happen? I don't know. There's different experience. Different experience. And I will pass through some experience from the Bible. But what will happen? It will happen. It will be given to you. Shuf kida. In the past year, how much you pray for the Holy Spirit to fill you, honestly, because دائما our prayers sometimes is عارفين لما بابا كده يكلمك عاوز ايه صباح خير يا بابا how are you good night تاني يوم صباح خير يا بابا how are you good night هيقول لك ايه مش عاوزك زهقت من الكلام ده خلاص we thank you Lord for this day thank you for the gathering we love you we thank you Even in the relation, by the way, واحد دايما always the same to his wife, the same word for 20 years. Do something extra. Do something extra. If God and the Spirit want to go more deeper in the prayers and in our relation with Him by seeking the Holy One, Spirit, how come we do not ask? I love always in the Old Testament. I think 1 Kings chapter 3 when Solomon prayed, right? Do you remember the prayers of Solomon? Solomon stood and said, Lord, you promise my dad, David. And he said, your servant doesn't know how to go out or in. Give your servant one thing, a heart full of wisdom to know what is right and what is what wrong. I love what the Lord told him after this. And the Lord liked this. Yay. How many times I pray and the Lord said, I like this one. This is what I want to hear. All these words are aside. I wanted to say this word. Fill me with your Holy One, Spirit. صدقوني أحبائي, believe me, the Holy Spirit will do the things which you cannot even think about it. دايما لما حد يجي come to confess, say, أبونا, I'm down, I'm dirty. Sin is around me. Someone told me, أبونا, I'm not sinning, I am sin. شوفوا الدرجة إيه؟ قال لي أبونا I'm not sinning I am sin شوف how strong is this statement that he is admitting that he's a sin admitting God is ready to change you and you ask him how ask it will be given Saint Moses his feast is about at the end of the month 1st of July oh you true God show me who you are he did what revealed himself to him and he opened his heart and the spirit came without measure to whom to everyone who asks I know practically some people say the Bible is very difficult Bible is easy with the spirit of God service is hard service is impossible without the Holy Spirit impossible without the Holy Spirit You might speak and people emotionally change. But inner church, inner change cannot come without the Holy Spirit. شوفوا كده 2 weeks ago when we started the fasting of the apostles. What happened? The Holy Spirit filled the disciples. Yes or no? Saint Peter spoke, I know in how many verses? 12, 13 verses. A prophecy from Joel, a prophecy two from Psalms, and the Bible said, and 3,000, their hearts were cut off and said, what are we supposed to do? And they were baptized. 3,000. يعني one day he launched the net, كده, get 3,000. When I went a serving day, retreats, واجتماعات, واحد بس. Maybe I'm serving with my own power, not by the power of the Holy Spirit. My father, my parents, I have a problem with my parents. I don't know how to deal with them. Involve the Holy One. Spirit, صدقني. Involve Him. The water is there. The spring of the living water is there. But ask for it. We do not ask. That's why sometimes we do not what? Receive. هقول لكم على funny example. You need to wash your clothes, okay? You need what? A washing machine. Imagine أنت you go for to buy the washing machine instead of asking for the wash, ask for the oven. The oven هيحرقك. The oven will burn you. أنت محتاج what? Washing machine. هي كده بالظبط. God will never give you something, give you beyond your, He give you His spirit, but ask for it. هناخد some examples وبعدين نصلي. I forgot, this is to affirm what I said. Jesus on John chapter 7 said very important words. He said, then when the day of the Pentecost came, this is the feast of the apostles. No, I forgot in John 7, yes. No, the verse before, please. It says, he who believes in me, as the scripture he said, has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of what? Shayfin. This is at the last day of the feast of the tabernacle. Who knows this feast? How many knows about this feast? Tabernacle feast in the Jewish tradition is 1 week. Read this in Leviticus 23. 1 week. Praises, offering, songs. And they used to sing, especially Psalm 118. They use as a chorus. One verse for the priest, and one verse for the Levites, and the other verse for the congregation. 1 week. And at the end of this great feast, the high priest carry a big jar, silver full of water, and just hit one of the pillars of the temple, remembering as Moses hit the rock and the water, what comes out. All this is going, and Christ sitting says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come what? To me. عارفين why he attends? عشان to say this was a symbol. I am the real what? God. What you will give us? I will give you not water, my living what? You want to see some experience from the book of Acts? Or you're tired? You're tired? Close. We have to pray after this. Some examples from the book of Acts. Acts. Can you go after, please? No, after this, book of Acts. Yes. It's the day of the Pentecost. Go before this, please. And when the day of the Pentecost had fully come, they were all with what? Read with me, please. With what? Can you announce us, Ma'akob? What's the meaning of one accord? Huh?
Two in one.
Two in one. Jameel. One accord. They had one language? No. Same body? No. Same fingerprint? No. What is one accord? Huh? One heart. Go deeper. Huh? One spirit. Go deeper. I'll give you an example. If water comes from the main door here and you want our church to be safe, all of us will do what? We'll push the water where? Outside. We have one direction, one goal, as one heart. One accord means no one is outside this goal. I think what was the one accord? He told them, wait till you receive what? Power. Do not leave Jerusalem without receiving what? Power. As I promised you. So they were after what? The promise. When you pray, don't tell him, I think. Tell him, you promise. You promise that church will be victorious church. You promise that the harvest is plenty, but the labor are few. Pray that God said what? You promise that I will be forgiven. Ask God of what he has what? Told you. Look how smart was Moses the prophet. He told him, don't let us perish, so the enemy will say, he took them out from Egypt to perish. You said you're going to take us. Right? You said, ask God of what He promised you. He promised them of the Holy Spirit and the sin sentence. This is one accord. We have one goal. So they receive the Holy Spirit. Look at after this, please. And rushing mighty wind, and then after this they will fill with the Holy Spirit. Another example. Another example after this. In Acts 4. I think that's the... look at this verse. This is exactly after they were persecuted. So when they heard that they raised their voice to God with one accord again and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. This is where we pray this one. The liturgy, مزبوط? Exactly. Our church is a biblical church. Excellent. And then, go after this. Who, by the mouth of your servant David, have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? And then after this, the kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against His Christ. And then, for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. And then, to do whatever you hand in your purpose determined before to be done. Look at the verse after this. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servant with all what? All what? Boldness, that they may speak what? Your word. احنا هنا كلنا now passing persecution طبعا في Egypt وكله المسلمز. How many are really praying that God give us, for sure طبعا في prayers طبعا, so to say, يعني outside the track, you know, يا رب اعمل فيهم ايه, ولع فيهم, يا Lord take them away, يا رب يا رب كده tsunami, especially in the area of, and why all this? ونطلع بقى, let us make our voice loud, صح؟ هنعمل banners كبيرة ونمشي. تنفعش الكلام. شوف هم قالوا ايه, they what they said, there's threats, and they said Herod, Pontius Pilate, Gentiles, and the Jewish, all of them are, give us what? Give us what? Boldness. عارفين ليه? Because they remember Christ told them, they will take you before the synagogue and they will accuse you. But do not fear, I will give you what? Words, right? Which no one could resist. صح? مش قالهم كده? So the promise was where? In their hearts. And said, give us now. Look at the verse after this. By stretching out your hands to heal, and that the signs, wonders, okay, after this, and when, I love this one, can we read together, please? All together. And when they had prayed, the place they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the words God. Amazing, amazing. They pray. They have the purpose prayer. They were given or not? They were what? Given. My beloved, the Holy Spirit is not playing with us. When He promised, He will what? He will do. No confusion. I love, yani, in our church, I know that you read more about the missionaries and their stories. In Kenya, when we went, I heard about a father who died as a martyr in Zambia. His name is Father Philip. Father Philip. Father Philip died March 6, 1991, 3 days before Bob Cross. Abuna Philip came to Kenya, I think 1982, 81, without any resources. Those who went to West Kenya now, they find buildings. He starts from scratch. Nothing. 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 He built two rooms with the mud. And whenever we go over there, and the father speaks about Abuna Philip, they cry. They cry because they said, this father was different. Forget about he knows the language. He knows two difficult languages, the Luo and the Luya, in less than 6 months. He started to preach and speak and translate songs, psalms, and give them hymns, flow of the Spirit. Despite this, he was building churches around, and it came to pass after a certain while that the church a bit goes down. I went walking over there in 2003. We were visiting some area nearby Maseno. And I found, we were walking, me and two boys and one girl, we found like four courses of red stones in the middle of the field. And the servants told us, this is where Philip built a church. The church was wiped because it was by mud. But he insists to build the altar by stone. And I'm telling you, when Bishop Paul, when we start over there again, now we have almost 22 churches in this area. I'm telling you honestly, at least 15 of them was prepared by Father Home. Philip, with this spirit, with the Spirit of God, even the stones were done by the Spirit of what? Of God. How many of us really ask God to give them this? I have two more examples, then we pray. So the Spirit give them what? Give them what? Boldness. But remember the prayers. Don't kill, ya Rabbi, kill them, وخدهم, وبهدلهم, وطلع عنيهم, يا رب. فيش حاجة زي كده خالص. 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 يا رب احرقهم. ما. ده مش بره ده out ده كلام ده كله out of the spirit of meekness, love, giving. وانت تقول له fill us with your spirit, هيفيل له زي وانت full of anger. Another two verses, look at this verse. This is in the service. And which type of service? This is what يعني shocked me when I read those verses in Acts. Before we read, if we said, Jama'a, we need 6 people to clean the church, how many will come? I believe all of you will come. But if I tell you this condition, what's the condition? Brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good what? Reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. To do what? What was their business? What was the business of the 7 deacons in Acts chapter 6? Serving table. يعني يطبخوا, cook, give food, clean dishes, clean table, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Does this work need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? ممكن حد يقول لي كده. When anyone can do this, we call it charity. But service needs what? The Holy Spirit. You might give a plate of food, but with prayers and with a smile and with the one encouraging words and change what? Everything. On Sunday, I was talking in the church about the difference between a good man and a godly man. The big difference between both. Good men do charity. Godly men do the same, but with the spirit of what? It's different. عشان كده, all those great people in the missions, they did some small things, but filled with the spirit of what? Of God. كم واحد هنا يتمنى انه بتوع المطبخ في الكنيسة filled with the Holy Spirit. قال لهم يا جماعة. She knows how to make macaroni وملوخية. She knows all this. أنا in my personal كده, I believe انه Joseph, whom Pharaoh witnessed that, Pharaoh يا جماعة Pharaoh, the example of the world at this time, said, can we find a man filled with the Spirit of God like Joseph? I think Joseph was great. When he was cooking, he was different. When he was cleaning, he was different. And the Bible said, 44 recognized that God was what? With him. He's doing something very simple. Cleaning, planting, not preaching. But he was filled with something. What? Do you have it? Or we will ask for it from now on. Fill us with your Spirit. Shankida, when the time came after this, Stephen stood before the synagogue and witnessed to God. One verse about Stephen before we closed it. When he was stoned, come as please, Acts 8 after this. Acts 8. After this command. After? Yeah, this is what I want. Before this, please. Sorry. The verse before. أنا علقت. ارجع عشان خطرت. خلاص. The verse before, please. مش سمع حاجة. خلاص. طب the verse said إنه when he was stoned, the Bible said, and he was filled by the Spirit of God, and heavens were what? Was open. And he saw Christ sitting on the right hand of what? Of the Father. شايفين? Even in suffering, even in pain, the Holy Spirit do what? Does what? Fills you to see God behind the scene. To see him. I love so much Ezekiel 1. When he said people were in a miserable way, they were in the Assyrian captivity, and heaven was opened. Aye. And Ezekiel saw heaven in the middle of this miserable life. The last verse in I think Acts 13, if we go after شخطر time بتاعنا. Yes. The Holy Spirit here does something very unique. St. Paul went and he found someone by the name Bar Yeshua. He was a magician and he was making wonders and miracles, fake for sure. How he could stood him and stand before him and stop him. Look at this. Now when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Joshua, Bar Jesus. And then after this, who was the proconsul, Sergius Pilus, and all the intelligence men, this man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. And then after this, but Elamus, the sorcerer, for he was named with, after this, after this, please. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him. A man who was teaching wrong, a man who was misleading people. How can you stop him? Look at the word after this, before we close. And said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease preventing the straight way of the Lord? شايفين عمل معي؟ A man who was known to the ruler. A ruler. He didn't feel the Spirit of God spoke and stopped him. I'm done. Let me wrap up and then you have questions. We are ready. The Holy Spirit is without measure. The Holy Spirit is beyond your expectation. Ephesians 5:18 said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Christ said, the Father will give the Spirit to those who are what? Asking for it. Everyone. If you ask, it will be given. And Christ, attending the feast of the tabernacle, said, I will give you the living, life-giving what? Water. And the woman seeketh, said, give me this water, so I'm no longer come to this what? Place. Then after this, one accord. The key word of what? One accord, even at a personal level. Shankita, please, when you pray, I know all of us, I'm distracted. Right? صح مش صح. Take time to do what? To give the Spirit of God the authority over you. عارفين Psalm 148, amazing. Said, praise Him, heaven, and the heaven of the heavens. Praise Him, the sea, and the animals, and the mountains. I was thinking, يعني David stood and said, let the mountain praise God. You think if he said to the mountain to praise God, I think God gave the authority to say to his heart what? Submit to God. And his mind do what? Go under God. And my ears under God. And my heart under God. Call your body. Call your body to submit to God by the Spirit of God. And then we saw example of Peter and Saul, who prayed for boldness and to stop the enemy of the church. May God fill us all with the Spirit. Please be carried by the promise and ask for it. It will be given to you. And don't expect how.